Hi there, welcome to Biased Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Mananian Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening. Because I'm sick of propaganda, and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. In my last episode on Cultural Revolution, I've given my conclusion that a cyber cultural revolution is currently unfolding in China. It could be viewed as my personal observation or prediction. And here I am. Why do I say so? First, I have to ask you, have you ever been attacked on the net? Seriously, like tens of thousands of people commenting on your post. And most of the comments is personal judgment on you with a lot of foul words or disdain. It's a cyber battlefield where you versus, let's say, 5,000. Have you won that war before? If you don't have that experience, it would be a little bit hard for you to really understand what I'm going to explain. Luckily, I just came across that experience last month by accident. And I feel extremely lucky that I've experienced it when I'm aboard, which means I'm not in China. It's a totally stranger social media, and I've done a good job on my personal information. Namely, once I delete that social media app, I'm all good. By the way, the app is called Little Red Book. By sheer coincidence, when I began to think about this cultural revolution topic, one of my posts got attacked. What did I say? A very personal opinion after I randomly seen so many people mock that the world is a fancy sham. The world is a fancy sham is kind of popular view on Chinese social media. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Basically, it's related with Chinese working environment where the state-owned enterprise bred a rotten worldview, like everything sucks and everyone sucks, just take it. So I posted a few words on my unobtrusive account, something like, no, the world is not a fancy sham, your worldview has no impact on the world, rather it influences your choice towards the world outside. So be careful, you should see the world more. But I think it's my attack on Chinese over 50 years old which got me backfired. Because I put it at first, if one over 50 years old is still saying the world is a fancy sham, which means he or she hasn't seen the real world. On reflection, I just realized that in China, one over 50 are exactly those born or grew up in Cultural Revolution. The thing surprised me is that they are also active on social media. To give you a brief picture, the post got around 123,000 impressions, within which I got 6,000 attacks, 2,000 supports. So I sent this feedback to my friend who did media with me before in China to understand the audience, namely the user image of Little Red Book. For the audience we mean to grab, 94% stay silent, 4.4 against us, 1.6 for us. In conclusion, the enemy is triple of us, but the real audience we want is that 94% silent one. I repeat once more, I'm very lucky for this case. Let me show you another one to better understand for real what's happening in China. Last week, a vlogger named Hu Chengfeng was doing a live on his Bilibili account, a Chinese platform close to YouTube. And somehow, one audience just asked him a question which ended his whole career. The audience asked, "Do you think Xi Jinping is a dictator?" Hu Chengfeng was stupefied at the spot, horrified. He kept saying, "This guy is insane. He's crazy. Where does he come from? God, this guy is crazy. Jesus." And he cut his life himself. However, afterwards, his account was still shut down by the platform. Both him and the audience were tracked down by the police. Warning, if lucky, investigation, if not. Hu Chengfeng, this blogger before was very popular about shooting video on Chinese people's real living situation. How much grocery they spend, how do vendors on the street earn their money. His favorite video is some grocery experiment, like giving people on the street randomly 100 RMB in different cities to see the living standard of different place. And his hit video is about coming across an old grandma who received these 100 RMB with so much gratitude and revealed that she only got 70 RMB each month for her retirement. 70 RMB, you hear it right, which means nothing. It sounds like a joke or a humiliation if you really think about it. That video also got banned afterwards because it exposed the huge default of social security system to people living in the village. This is a vlogger, and his doomsday is so doomed from the eyes of a media worker, and his panic is perhaps because he still holds the wish to make profit from his doing, because as he confessed before, the majority of his profit is from Bilibili, this platform. And this is just one case in a million that have happened or still ongoing in China. What I want to drive home is that the fear is already on the rise. People have already shut up their mouths, like in the Cultural Revolution. You see people get beat up, get bullied, get killed, and you're too afraid to speak up. This is the situation on the net of China. Think about 94% I mentioned before, and the 6% see no one in front of them. So they begin to march on towards things more insane, like the Red Guards. They are still thinking they are right. They represent justice. They are the leaders. So that's why Mo Yan was sued recently, the writer who won Nobel Prize for Literature. He was sued by this kind of online Red Guard who accused him of disgracing the image of Chinese village and Chinese Communist Army in the past. You can imagine how ridiculous it is, but it's happening right now in China. Zhong Yanyan, one of the richest guys in China by selling bottled purified water, also got attacked recently for Red Guards saying the package of his bottled water looks like Japanese national flag. And guess what? Zhong Yanyan resigned to avoid the wind. But his grandma passed away during these days for worrying her grandson's situation. This, all in all, is why I said Cultural Revolution is back to China now. Patriarchal Confucius and totalitarian George Orwellian system, namely nationalism plus neo-Nazi. There would be two ways out, personally, from my point of view. Either a revolution within China if it reaches Chinese people's limit and they fight back. Or the communist regime won and led the war outside China towards Taiwan. For me, the possibility is half-half. And lastly, I want to share with you another news that just popped out yesterday. To put it precisely, April 19th. The CCTV released some unobtrusive news. The PLA, People's Liberation Army of China, has set a task force for information. Xi Jinping attended their inauguration. In plain English, the Chinese army has set an army for internet. That's why I call up Anonymous in the title, the hacker group. I respect what you did, bravo, but I think you used your energy in the wrong place. Social media should be your main battlefield. You should wake up the 94% rather than go for the 6%. And you should be careful next time on your move, because there is a real army in front of you. It's literally a war.